I want to talk to you about the problem with digital inclusion. Now, before I start this, I know that the vast majority of people who will listen to this do not fit into the stereotype I am painting. People like that probably don't listen to audio on the internet. So please don't be offended by anything you hear me say. I'm probably not talking to you, but I am probably talking to the people who get in the way of effective digital inclusion that you are probably trying to deliver. So please don't get upset. I was at a very interesting event in the House of Lords yesterday about using technology to assist people in later life. And actually, again, I'm going to say that probably most people in the room were not guilty of this, but certainly things that were being said suggested to me that it's a common problem and it's not just something that I encounter. So the problem with digital inclusion is this. A lot of digital inclusion is led and delivered by people who don't understand the power of IT. Now, there are a whole variety of reasons why they don't understand the power of IT, but I'm going to tell you that I think one of the key ones are that they are people who work in organisations with poor IT systems. So their own view of IT is coloured by the fact that they sit at a desk, probably with an outdated computer, connected to a network that probably doesn't do what they want to do. They don't have any control over what the computer does. They can't load their own software. They're probably blocked from using a lot of useful websites. And they have an IT management system, which is inflexible and stops them doing many of the things they want. Now, those people have then got to go out and sell the benefits of IT to the people they work with. Now, for a start, I don't think working in that environment makes you enthusiastic about the potential of IT. But the other thing is, it gives you a clouded vision of what IT is and what it can do. So they then go out and they try to sell the benefits of IT to people unenthusiastically, and they do it through trying to replicate the way that they use IT in their offices. So here you are. Here's a laptop, if you're lucky, or maybe a PC, loaded with out-of-date software that's locked down and is at best designed for working in an office. Not very efficiently in an office in many cases, but it's not designed for you at home exploring the internet and having fun online, which is what most people want to do. People are encouraging those they work with to adopt their own inefficient, poor IT practices. And that way is never going to spark the kind of interest that they need to make IT work for them. I was pleased to see that there's increasing consensus now at the event in the House of Lords that tablets are the way forward, that computers are actually a barrier. And somebody did say, I can't remember who it was now, somebody did say in the debate that the skills people need for IT in the office are not the same skills that people, particularly older people, need to make use of IT at home. Hooray! 1,000 times, hooray to that. So, we need to get away from people who see IT as using office productivity programs that are locked down and inefficient on slow, inefficient networks, passing those prejudices and skills, in inverted commas, on to people who need IT, the internet, social media to enhance their lives and assist their well-being. It just doesn't work. We need to find different working practices.